Drinking.
Dr. P.
It doesn't make you feel good, does it?
No, not that. Why would it make me feel good? I don't want to feel good while I'm doing this.
I turned off my heater for this.
That's interesting, because you didn't turn off your AC for big hats. Apparently, you said you didn't know how, which is a lie. I can now say.
Well, I learned. It's a space heater. I know how to turn off a space heater.
Uh-huh.
Today I am joined by Eric Arneville. That's all I'm going to say about this episode. We had another podcast together called Big Hats. That's just more nonsense. So this is our way of paying tribute to that other podcast that we're still trying to put together. Yeah. The heat, central heating, just kicked on. I'm not going to go turn that off. Because we're on a roll, we're feeling good.
Yeah, we're already feeling good. This is already classic. I think we can just actually cut it from here.
For every guest, I say how we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't. That's all you need to say.
Well, the thing is that I was going to say, please don't bulldoze, is we had a podcast without knowing each other at all, and we still don't.
I don't want to know more. I don't want to know more.
No, and I still, in my phone, it says, Eric, is it Arneville?
Yeah, that's right. That should tell you how much we know each other right now.
And it has a question mark at the end, because I'm still not sure how to spell your last name. Do you remember that TV show, So Weird?
No, what was that on?
It was on Disney Channel, and it was about this girl who basically sensed weird stuff, which, by the way, kind of reminds me, actually. Segue. So do you remember it, first of all?
No, I don't remember it. Go to the segue.
I actually talked to a ghost 2 days ago.
Okay. Is this what the podcast is about?
No,
you talking to the paranormal?
It's not. But since we had a podcast that was on basically nonsense, I'm just naturally falling into that mm-hmm. groove.
Yeah, that's the reason why we don't know each other any better after doing episodes of that. I listened to some of that last episode back, and we talked about Steve Miller Band for like an hour.
What did we say? What did we say in the pond? You just listened to it?
I didn't just listen to it.
Well, you did.
And we basically go through their like greatest hits off the top of our heads and just like say which ones we like and don't like.
Okay, all right. And
I have like a realization that I thought Abracadabra was a really bad song,
yeah.
But then while we're talking about it, I decide that it's actually their best song and that it's really funny. So,
interesting.
That's basically what we talked about. We also described some kind of chaotic dance that you could do to Abracadabra, but I don't remember it.
Yes, I do.
You remember the dance?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
If anybody danced to that song,
mm-hmm.
The only way I could picture myself actually dancing to that song is if I wore a morph suit.
Yeah. I remember it sounding creepy, the way you were describing it.
I don't think that sounds creepy. Well, maybe,
It had to be like a dark room with like you in a morph suit and like everyone's kind of in a circle around you, I guess. I don't know. It just sounds creepy. It's a weird mental image.
Definitely, like, no one would know what was going on. Like, no one would know that I was going to do that. It would be a surprise.
Well, yeah, and also, for starters, they'd be at a party that's playing Abracadabra.
Yeah.
Expecting people to dance.
Abra. And we did some singing. We did some reenactment. We did some singing.
I reenacted like 10 different songs.
Oh, yeah.
And every single time you were like, that should be the theme song.
Yeah. And then we had
we could
too
never
many.
Decide on one.
It's hard to follow that, even though no one will ever hear it.
No, but, you know, now they know that it exists, you know, unless you cut this part out, which you probably should.
I'm not. I want people to know what we've done, even though it'll never see the light of day. What if
maybe
you
one
just
day I'll
did
just,
that? What if you just did that part?
I don't know. I could. But here's the reason why it gets weird, because I thought, let's start with the Steve Miller Band part. But then we talk about that for like, I don't know, 20 minutes, and then, like, the bit ends with me making a callback joke to something that happens in the beginning.
Oh.
So that doesn't make any sense, because I don't have the beginning, and so It was just stuff like that that was keeping it from getting edited in any way.
Oh, yeah, because we would bring up the same thing over and over, usually. Well, okay, I still don't know, like, who you are or where mm-hmm. you live or, like, how mm-hmm. old you are or
mm-hmm.
Really what you do
mm-hmm.
at all, pretty much. I know you came out with your children's song.
That's right.
That's about it. My audience wants to know what do you do? What do you do?
I don't think they want to know that, though.
Well, I think they do, Eric. You have to have some sort of identity when people listen to this.
I mean, you've talked to a ghost.
So this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I went to sleep. And then...
So this is going to be a dream story then. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that's not very nice.
I'm excited. This is going to be a good story.
So I went to sleep, and then I woke up to use the ladies' room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a ghost who lives in this house.
I know. How do you know?
I knew. Because lots of people say there is.
Like, wait, in the place that you live at?
Yes.
But who's saying this? Like the realtor that sold you?
People who used to live there.
How many people do you know that used to live there, though?
Well, I don't, but my boyfriend said that the people who used to live here told him that it's haunted.
Okay. So by a lot of people, you mean like two?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get that number.
Well, my room, my like office is in the old master bedroom. So, and I know who the ghost is because her granddaughter, the ghost's granddaughter, is one of my roommates. She now lives here again. It's a very long story.
Hold on. So wait, the ghost's granddaughter lives there. But why? Yes. But the ghost was there before the granddaughter was there?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because she used to live here.
The granddaughter?
No, the ghost.
But...
this house is the ghost's old house.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay.
But how did the granddaughter of the person who used to live there end up living there?
Living? She is friends with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They live like his parents and her parents live like a few blocks away. They're really close.
Right.
So it's all very like in the neighborhood.
It's very above board.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounds like the right thing to say.
It sounds like the right thing. Yeah, it goes with the story. So anyways, so I have confirmation that she lives here. And her room... Her old master bedroom is my office and where I, like, go and do my thing. So, and I have the master bathroom. So I was in there, you know.
Right.
And I told the ghost in my head, and I said to her in my head, I said, I want to see what you look like and stuff, but I don't want you to scare me. I said this in my head.
You said it in your head, so you thought it.
Yeah, whatever, okay. But the ghosts are in another dimension. They can read mine.
Sure.
Or, you know, thoughts are, they count. So then...
They count? The ghosts?
Yeah, it counts.
What are they counting?
It counts when you say stuff in your head.
These are kind of the classic miscommunications that makes this duo so great.
Yeah, it is. And so then I go to sleep, mm-hmm. and what do you know, I dream about the ghost for the first time in history of me living here.
Okay. Well, but that means that you might have dreamt about the ghost before living there. Did that happen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But she was talking to me, and she looked nothing like how I thought, and she was very angry, and I thought she was going to get mad at me. And
Why do you think she was angry?
She was angry.
But, like, why?
I don't know. Something was bothering her. Mm-hmm. We were in the garage, so that was weird.
Yeah.
There was a boat in the garage. There was another man there. My boyfriend was there. And the next day, I woke up and I told my roommate, who's her granddaughter.
Real quick.
And I said, this is what, yeah.
Who was the other man in the garage?
I don't know. He was older, though. He was an older man. Okay. I don't know. He was driving an SUV.
Wait, you got an SUV and a boat and two men, a ghost, and you in this garage?
Yes.
This is a giant garage you're describing.
It was weird how big it was.
All right.
So then the next day, I told my roommate, who was her granddaughter, and I said, this is what she looks like. Yep, matched up. The description matched up. This is what her personality was like.
But can you describe what she looked like?
She had long brown hair. Well, and I saw a picture of her, too.
Okay.
Her nose...
Well, I just want a mental image.
She had kind of a wide nose.
Uh-huh.
And she was old.
Oh, okay.
And she was very short. That was something that stuck out. Guess what? All of those things check out.
Gotcha.
So...
You hadn't seen a picture of her?
Nope.
Ever? Wow.
I was very, 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 very freaked out at this point. And then I realized that the room that we sleep in is converted. It's the old garage.
Okay, I see.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
And they did have a boat.
Oh, so there isn't a boat in the garage now?
No. And Lucy... The granddaughter, she told me they used to keep a little boat in there.
Well, is her grandfather alive?
I don't think so, no.
Could have been the other man.
Yeah, it could have been the other man. Isn't that weird?
Pretty weird. When you were sleeping and you were having the dream of the grandmother and she looked angry, she looked like, you know, she was going to yell at you or something.
Yeah.
You should have just yelled, help! I'm creative.
Oh.
And then maybe someone would have woken you up, like a Nightmare on Elm Street thing.
I just have to say, though, if you ever have the chance to talk to a spirit, maybe consider who you're talking to before you go and try to get them to talk to you.
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
And just, you should probably know who you're talking to. You probably shouldn't just... Oh, yeah, they're probably great, you know.
Oh, okay, I see. I didn't say that.
Well, I would never.
I would never assume that about a ghost, that they're probably great.
Oh, really? You never would?
No, never. No, I have to be proven that they're great.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. Then you won't run into any issues, I guess.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Next seance you're in. I really want to do a seance at the house.
I would love to be invited to the seance.
You can film it.
That sounds fun.
Also, if I ever get married, I've already asked you this, but would you, I'm putting it on record now, will you please film it and perform wedding interviews with all of the important guests?
Yeah.
Great.
Do you want it to be normal or like funny?
Well, I assume your normal is just going to come out how it comes out, and that's great.
Like, would you want it to be, like almost disrespectful?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the tone I was going for.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, that works. I can do that.
Great. So that's locked in. I have a question about your song that you made. What is it called for the audience?
Oh, yeah, The Moose Who Needed Shoes.
What's going on with that? Is it a story?
That's a great question. What's going on with that? Is it a story? It's a story about a moose who needs shoes and because his feet smell. And everyone in the forest is getting mad at him.
Why does his feet smell? Is it a fungus?
It's just because he's walking around all day in the forest. You know, he doesn't have anything to put on his feet. So he goes to a store, but they don't let moose into the store, so he has to wear a disguise. But he still doesn't see any good shoes there, so he decides to make his own out of wood and some twine. That's what the song's about. But then he makes shoes for everybody in the forest.
Spoiler!
Because he realized that's so easy. Well, I mean, the whole thing I just said was a spoiler.
Well, that's the end. Okay.
That's true. But I also told you the entire middle, so
in the beginning. It's on Spotify.
That's on Spotify. There will be another children's song coming in the the coming weeks.
What are the pros and cons of being in the music industry?
The cons, I would say, are lack of money, kind of no stability. I guess you kind of... those are the main two, actually. The pros, it's really just the money. Yeah, you really just don't make any money or any have any stability.
So that's kind of those like are the pros and cons. Film, basically.
It's like film, yeah. Might even be worse because in film, you have more of a chance of getting a job doing something behind the scenes. There's like a million different jobs you can do on a film. With music, there's a few, but not as many.
Do you think that...
Let's hear it.
People are destined to do what they do from being a little kid? Or do you think that's not true?
Do I think like everything's predetermined? Well,
not necessarily predetermined, but people might think that they live this very spontaneous life when really they make one decision after another that their 12-year-old self would have made the same decision.
I don't know. I think maybe, I don't know what to say to these questions. These questions are crazy. I think you make many different decisions. I've made many different decisions at different stages of my life that, changed, the way I went a little drastically.
Okay. So what's an example of that?
When I was young, I wanted to be an entomologist. It's an insect, like a scientist of some kind. I don't even really remember. So there's something about like studying insects. And I don't know why I wanted to be an entomologist. I don't have any desire to be an entomologist now.
Yeah.
I don't have any desire to be in the science industry now, just in general.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just wanted to be a writer for ever since then. And I was an English major. But I still haven't really gone into the English field. So, you know, there are a couple examples.
You were an English major?
Yep.
How did you end up meeting Patrick?
I was a film major for one semester.
For one semester.
Yeah, and I didn't like it, and I went back to English.
Wow. So what do you think you're more into, film or English, or do you think it's like more music?
Well, I just realized that with film, I wasn't interested in any of the technical aspects of it, which is definitely the thing I would end up going into. So if I were going to do anything in film, it would be writing anyway. So I might as well just get an English degree. It's basically how I thought about it. Did you prepare like
questions?
Yeah. Is that what we've been doing?
I've knocked out, three or four questions. One of them was a statement.
Which one was the statement? That's kind of a heavy hitter right out the gate. One of the first three questions, one of the first two questions is,
what, who are you?
Are things predetermined?
That actually was a question I came up with on the spot.
What are the pros and cons of the music industry? Will you film my wedding? Who are you?
You asked me a couple questions that I did, that it was nice to answer questions on my own pod.
Yeah, you like when the tables are completely turned around and you're more like confronted instead of asking questions to your interviewee.
Yes. And I got a lot of airtime because I was talking about my ghost story. Well, I want to ask a very important question before I end this.
Oh, we're already almost ending it? Have you gotten through any more? How many questions are there written down?
Well, I have like three other ones.
I can get through them.
All right, okay. You think all right. Who inspires you creatively and why?
Just in what form?
You should be good at this question.
In music or in writing or in film?
You should be good at this question because the and why is written in a structure that's probably a lot like your college English classes. That's right.
Compare and contrast. Wow. Okay, I guess I just can throw that... throw that diploma out the window. You know, I was actually really... I listened to this podcast called Big Hats the other day, and it really inspired me.
You're... So, basically yourself and me.
Mainly myself.
Or just the idea of it.
No, it was mainly me. Yeah, it was mainly just okay. Me. Yeah, I inspire myself on a fair. Daily basis.
Hey, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Boy, I love that answer.
Mm-hmm. You inspired me to come on this podcast so I could ruin it.
You didn't ruin it. I wrote the questions as a backup, but I thought we're going to get off on something else, and that'll probably be better than I thought that to myself.
It would be better than learning anything about me.
Well, I just thought it wouldn't really be true to what I was going for here. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really... One thing I really don't like about podcasts is when people act different or are different than they are.
Right.
I like it when they're just do their
themselves.
Thing. And I'm just a fly on the wall.
You are kind of like a fly.
I am. Buzz.
Just kind of like, I don't notice when you're around. Mm-hmm. Make it like kind of an annoying noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're kind of like a fly.
Does this sound like a fly that's falling down a well?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is that one of the questions you wrote down?
No, but I wanted to try it.
I'd love to see how you would have spelled it if it were.
Sometimes you should try the sometime. This is a good couples game. I try this with my boyfriend. We both say, well, I always start the game, but I'm sure if he started the game, I would play it with him. And it's, the game is that you try to mimic a... industrial sound, Foley.
Okay, like what?
Like a zipper or something shutting or closing or screwing on, you know?
Uh-huh. And then what? What happens after that?
Well, and then level two is mm-hmm. see how long you can make the noise.
This doesn't sound like a couples game. It sounds like you're just making noises while someone else is around.
It's a good bonding thing for couples, though, because he sees how good I am at
some... Oh, I see. So it's a bragging thing.
It's well, like it's not when you put it like that, I guess it is.
It's like, this is a great couples game. You just do start doing Foley.
Yeah, but like I can do some noises for a really long time.
I
will say, though, that his creak, his door creak, is unbelievable.
Is it, it's realistic?
It's realistic, and he can do it for a long time.
That's interesting.
Why is that interesting?
I'm impressed.
It's very impressive. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it.
Can you do a clown horn?
Actually, I learned this one on a podcast. Yeah, I can.
What podcast did you learn that on?
Tig Notaro.
That's exactly what I was hoping. That's why I asked.
Don't ask. I think it's Don't Ask Tig. It's on Spotify. All right.
I already.
If you weren't pursuing what you are pursuing right now, what would you pursue? There's a lot of the same word in there.
It was really just one, pursue.
Pursue.
What
pursue,
am I pursuing pursue. Right now? Do you have any idea?
Well, I thought it was your music, your children's music / writing, I'm going to assume.
Yeah.
Are you making a book? What do you mean, I guess? What do you...
I don't know what I'm pursuing. I'm 24.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So if you had to go in a completely different direction from the arts... Okay.
Yes. Train conductor would be cool. Something, if I wasn't doing something in the arts, I'd be liking to do something where I could just kind of sit around and get paid for it. That would be ideal. I was working at a snowball, manufactory place, like a place that manufactures snowball machines.
Oh.
And I was in a very little nook in the back of the warehouse where like no one ever went.
Yeah.
And I was just sharpening the blades for the machine.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting paid to do all day. That was probably the best job I've ever had.
Okay, so that's interesting to me because I too really like boring ass jobs that require zero mental,
Yes.
Just, I could just be a total vegetable and do that job, you know?
I could be a total vegetable. I could listen to music all day.
Yeah.
All I had to do was just sharpen the blades. But, of course, the reason they needed that job was because they had, like, a huge overflow. So, like, they needed someone to come in and, like, sharpen all these blades and get them out of here. Yeah, that was... But what ended up happening, though, was that I found, while I was looking for a set of blades to sharpen, like, that was, like, in the back of this cabinet, I found a piece of paper that explained, like, the process, even though the person who hired me explained it to me. And it said a bunch of stuff like, okay, so first of all, you need to be qualified in these certain things. I totally, like, did not have a license to be doing any of the stuff I was doing. Like, I legally should not have been working there.
Wow.
So that ended there.
So how did you get that job? A parent?
No, I just don't think that they knew that you needed a certification to work that machine. How did you find the job?
Like Craigslist?
Found it online. No, not on Craigslist. I think Indeed or something, probably. You know Indeed?
Yo, yeah. I've never had luck with Indeed.
I don't have a lot of luck with it either.
What do you do now? What's your survival?
Trying to find something on Indeed right now. I'm going to use other things. I am using other things.
Okay, well, I actually asked all of my questions, but I do have the big one, the big question.
Meaning of life?
Pretty much for this podcast, okay. It's a significant.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Do you have any, okay. I messed it up.
You're really hyping this up. I'm nervous.
Well, now I am too, because I messed it up. All right. Okay. Are you ready?
No, I'm not.
That's okay. I'm just gonna ask it. I'm just gonna ask it. The final question.
Uh-huh. Oh my god. I'm in suspense for so long. Why can't you tell me the question?
I'm getting so warm. Okay. Do you have any advice? Stop laughing. I can hear you.
Do you have any advice? Yeah, sure.
No. Okay, don't breathe, so I can't hear you breathe.
Okay, fine.
Okay, it's messing me up.
I'm sure this question sounds like it's going to be hilarious.
Hilarious? All right. No. Okay, please. Shush.
I won't breathe.
Okay.
It's hard.
That's making it worse. Just breathe. Just breathe normally. Alright,
I'll breathe normally. Go ahead. Ask me the question. Do I have any advice for who?
Well, now you're like yelling. Okay.
Yeah, because this is taking a long time. I want to know the question. I'm in suspense.
Oh, now you're in a rush. Okay.
No, I'm in suspense. I'm worried.
This is triggering your fight or flight.
Yeah, you're just going to hear, meow, and I'm going to run out. You're going to, like, there's going to be an imprint of my body through the wall.
Okay. Like okay, Kool-Aid Man. Okay.
That would have been awesome if when the podcast started, I had said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would. All right, here comes the question. All right.
Here it comes.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to yell it, okay?
Okay, yes. That's the best way to ask someone a question.
Or right, I'm going to do it really fast. Okay. Right,
here comes.
Okay, don't.
Going to lob a question
okay,
at me.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for creatives?
That was the question. Wow. So much, Bill. You know, I'm happy you asked that. I was waiting for when you were going to ask me that, actually. Do I have any advice? It would be, it's like a 3-step program. First step, you got to be a genius, a complete genius all around in every facet. Step two, you got to start a podcast. That step two has to fail. And then step three, start a different podcast. have someone else on who'll ruin it. And then you're pretty much, I think you can certifiably say that you're creative. You could even yell at you. You'd be like, help, I'm creative. Yeah, that would be my advice.
That's to your creatives. Advice.
That's, yeah, I would say so.
Oh, well, that was really deep. That was
is that
really
bad advice or something?
No.
It's good?
I would say that's perfect advice.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm so glad I got that out.
Well, the good thing is, too, not only did I derail the podcast the most, but I am also probably the least qualified person to be on this podcast.
Well, I would not say that, Eric. That's what I'll say. That'll be the title of this is least qualified.
Wow, that's perfect. I've always wanted that next to my name.
I wasn't even thinking about putting it next to your name, but now I'm going to.
Well, you have to now, yeah.
Okay, good.
At the end of the year of 2020, that is, I wrote a thing on, I think it was Instagram, that said like a bunch of stuff I did at the end of the year. Like I did like 30 something albums for this one thing. And then I did all these. And I wrote that I was a part of 4 or 5 podcasts or something. And I mentioned like every single one, including Big Hats.
Oh.
And I put Rest in Peace next to it because it never came out. But I left out like the one podcast that I actually do regularly. I didn't put that one on, but I put Big Hats. I just thought I should tell you that.
Wow.
It has an imprint on my mind.
Oh, my God. That really is nice.
It's moving.
It is moving.
It's a beautiful story.
That's great. I'm so glad that Big Hats has a sensory imprint on you.
Yeah, it is an angry footprint on me. We should have started this episode by telling people how like chaotic and passive-aggressive it was for us to schedule this. We were just insulting already, right out the gate.
It was. And, well, what I noted, I was telling Jeff this, I was like, you know, the only people who text me on holidays to wish me whatever holiday it is, mm-hmm. is Eric and my family and my ex. That's like it.
Wow. I'm glad to be a part of that crew.
Let me just say what you said on New Year's Eve. He said, Happy New Year's. Well, you said the S, yeah. Happy New Year's, you freaking menace.
Yeah, but then you said Happy New Year's, psycho.
Yeah, so kind of, it balances out.
I like the message the other day. I'm going to sleep, but are you available? Uh-huh. And then whenever you asked me when I could do this as well, I said pretty much any time. And you were like, wow, wide open, huh?
Everybody should have some sort of dynamic like that in their life where they can just be,
angry.
What's the word? Angry.
It's like taking the passive out of passive aggressive.
Exactly. That is who we all are deep down inside.
Because then if you remember, after that, mm-hmm. when we did schedule a day, and this is, I haven't insulted you yet. And you just said, well, I'm slammed, so if you reschedule, I will be literally pissed.
Yeah, and that would have proven to be true to this day, yeah.
No, I'm sure it would have. I love a good threat. Especially when scheduling interviews. So exactly. look, if you wonder why maybe my answers weren't so good to the questions, look no further than the threat.
Look, maybe I'll screenshot our conversation.
Okay, good.
Because then people can really understand where you're coming from, I guess.
I feel like it really shows more about you than me.
Yeah, but they'll see, you know, that I deep down have a good heart.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice that in the text.
I think that's what people would think.
It'll probably come across. You're right.
Yeah, it will. You're right. Okay, I need to deal with this now. Now I have 2 voice memos, and it's going to be all out of sync. I'm going to have to sync it up.
You stopped it?
Not yet. I'm about to. Well, did you stop yours?
No, not yet. I mean,
holy mother of God, I didn't say goodbye yet.
Yeah, did you stop yours? You haven't stopped it yet? Okay, well, hold on. Let's say goodbye.
Okay.
Actually, let's just keep it going for another hour.
Yeah, okay, and even, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do the goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks, Eric.
Okay.
All right.
Was that the goodbye? Am I saying goodbye? What am I here to promote? What did I get called on here for?
You're supposed to promote. Well, you could if you want. What do you want to promote? I asked you and you didn't have anything.
I don't have anything. I was wondering why what purpose I served to this podcast in the first place.
You're my original podcast.
Oh.
Co-host. Yeah. In the first podcast.
Obviously.
And you have a lot to give the world. I have
a lot of knowledge. There's a lot in there. You just got to get it out. So first and last of all, everyone should download Ogus, O-G-U-S, on Roku or Fire TV. Or if you don't have either of those, go to ogus.biz and you got a streaming service. That's it.
Is that a streaming service?
Yeah, I start a streaming service.
So I just go online and I just download the app iPad?
No, we don't have a mobile app yet. But we only have an app for Roku and Fire TV at the moment. But you can watch on the website, but it's not as good.
What do you put on there?
Crap. I was waiting for the end of that sentence to respond.
Well, what do you put on there? Music videos.
There are a few. There's a bunch of unintentional communities on there. Last week, I did an hour long conversation with Patrick over Zoom. That was where we just talk about Tonka, and he gave me permission to put unintentional community on there. And, like, a bunch of his other stuff, too.
Well, that's cool.
So that's on there. But that is only a dent in the massive catalog. Yeah.
Okay.
There are so many things. There's so much to learn.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm going to go on, and I'm going to watch everything there is to watch.
Well, it's ogus.biz if you don't have Roku and Fire TV. And then you just go down to the desktop experience, and you're in.
Okay, can I watch it on TV or no?
You can if you have Roku or Fire TV. Or if you connect your computer with like an HDMI or something.
Okay. I'm freaking pumped.
Do you have a Roku or Fire TV is what I'm asking.
I think I have Roku. I'm not really positive about that.
You have a smart TV?
Yes.
It might be that. Well,
so I think I do. I think it is Roku. I think it is.
Well, that's the best way to watch Ogus, because it was intended as solely a Roku channel.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to add it right now.
Actually, I'll just go ahead and say this right now. For anyone who does download it on Fire TV and thinks it looks bad, that it does look bad. It looks really bad on Fire TV. But, hey, look, Roku's just the way to go. I'm sorry, you should have got a Roku. Why are you giving Amazon all your money? It's your fault. Now you can't experience Ogus the right way.
You know, we trashed Jeff Bezos on the last one of the Big Hats episodes.
We probably did, yeah.
That's kind of a theme.
Yeah, we hate Amazon, and we should. But we love Roku. We're huge Roku fans.
How did you even do that? Did you just, like...
I made it with...
You have so many little projects.
I got so many little projects, and we didn't talk about any of them.
No. Whose fault is that?
Mine, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, look, I can take the last part of this to promote as many things as possible really quickly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to time you.
How much time do I have? Oh, are you timing me upwards? Or?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, so listen. So SoundAss. Go to soundass.live. SoundAss.live. SoundAss is one word. .live is that's the website. And that has all of our albums. We have over 50 albums on there. And we also got SoundAss. Just SoundAss Live is our Instagram. So that's up there. Sasquatch Fever and Sons YouTube channel. Feck. It's on Spotify. You got another album out that came out a couple months ago. It's jazz album. I did all the instruments. I was on Travel Channel. I don't know if I said that already. I feel like I usually brag about that once every hour.
That's a ghost thing.
That's a ghost thing, so that ties in. That would have been handy.
Yeah, you could have brought that up earlier. Oh, well.
I really could have. Noel Newbley, obviously, is what we were talking about. The Moose Who Needed Shoes.
Yep, Moose Who Needed Shoes.
He's got another song coming out called Knock It Off. It's coming out in a couple weeks. Or longer, if depending on how long it takes for me to film the music video. And... Okay. I mean, there are other things, but I guess those are the main things.
Well, I guess if you think of anything else, text me and I'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, so I can just, you can spam links in the show notes. I'd love that.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Because people are interested.
Yeah, they're super interested. Oh, I also they're got interested. like four podcasts other than this one, because I'm not on this one. This isn't mine. What am I saying? Other than Big Hats is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God.
All we know about Andrew W.K., that's up there. Andrew W.K. shouted us out. That's crazy.
What?
And Pants. I don't know. I guess those are the main ones. Jinsel. I'm just trying
Did you name all of them?
All the podcasts?
Yeah.
There are those three. And then there's Addicted to Jane's Addiction, which me and Grant is doing where we're talking about Jane's Addiction, which is...
Jeans?
Yeah, Jane's Addiction. That's right.
The pants?
The band is Jane's Addiction. I hope. That's right.
Can you spell jeans?
It's not jeans. It's Jane's Addiction.
Oh, Jane, the name?
You don't know Jane's Addiction?
What is that? Yeah, what is it?
But you're perfect for being on the show. You should be on it sometime.
Is it for people who don't know what it is?
No, it's two people who do know what it is. And no one cares.
Jane's? Is it a book or?
It's a band.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, we're also, Soundass is writing a book. I should have said that too.
Soundass?
Yeah. The collective.
So what is it going to say? Buy soundass.biz or whatever?
Yeah, it's called Eggsploitation, the Soundass Story. That's Egg, E-G-G. Because there are a lot of talk about eggs in the book. That'll make more sense.
Oh, God.
You don't like eggs?
Well, they just... I kind of have a... It's sort of a trigger for me.
So you're going to hate this book then.
Well, I used to eat eggs a lot. And then my old roommate, she was 76 years old. She used to ask me about it. And it was so annoying.
I see.
Well, she'd then, be like, yeah. Oh, eggs again.
So you would really hate this book then. There's a lot of egg talk. There are actual characters that are eggs in the book.
Okay.
So that you might want to steer clear from that.
Yeah, but other people might be interested.
I'm sure most people would be in the world.
Most people. Most people who listen to this, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, this is the market.
Anyone who listens to this podcast, I can tell, is probably pretty into eggs and also really into Soundass. And again, soundass.live, if I haven't made that clear, that's...
Not .biz.
Not .biz. That's ogus.biz. I got a plenty of websites in my pocket.
Jeez Louise, .biz. Why is it biz? I've never heard that. B-I-Z?
It was the cheapest one. Yeah, B-I-Z. Oh. So actually, soundass.live is the cheapest domain I've ever bought. It was like
You're
70
cents.
You're
quite the tech guy.
I'm not, actually. That's why I have a tech guy. I started Ogus with two friends.
Okay.
It's mostly my stuff on guy. There. Yeah. One of my friends did the more technical stuff. And I'm uploading the content on there, though.
Well, that's techie.
No, that's pretty easy. It's like uploading
to
YouTube.
Don't sell yourself short, Eric Arneville. All right.
Well, hey, can you upload to YouTube?
Yeah.
Pretty techie.
Well.
That's pretty all
right.
Well, I don't have anything else to shamelessly plug at the end of this, I don't think. I could probably think of something if we sat around here for another hour.
Oh, I know you could.
I could, absolutely.
Well, let's say goodbye at the same time.
Okay. Are we counting down from 10?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
10.
Nine. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Why are you getting so?
2, 1. Goodbye. Bye.
Okay, I'm ending this recording.
Should I end mine now?